Although it is cooling down a little bit at the moment, it's impossible to forget how hot it's been these last few weeks. And if we find it hard to deal with this when you're in a workplace and you've got air conditioning, if you're lucky enough to be working in an office with air conditioning, just take a second to think how hot it's been for children stuck in schools with no aircon and in some cases no fans. Now, this is what students and teachers at Woodland Road Public School near Campbelltown have been going through, and they're not alone. It's got so bad that students are regularly going home during the day because it's too hot to stay in class. And I read some messages from teachers over the past week, including one who told me about teachers turning up with three or four fans themselves just to keep their students cool in the classroom. So with no help from the state government, the school's PNC at Woodland Road Public School near Campbelltown are taking matters into their own hands. They're fundraising to get aircon for their kids. Now, I mentioned to Rob Stokes, the Education Minister, yesterday that I'll be speaking to him at length about this issue next week. On the line, Jen Spannenberg from the Woodland Road Public School PNC. Jen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell me what it's like for the kids in classrooms on those really hot days.
Oh, it's stifling. You think about what we're feeling just standing still there in classrooms trying to learn in conditions that just aren't conducive.
This is not a standalone case here. There are so many schools at the moment in 2017 who still don't have air cons in classrooms.
Absolutely. And especially in our local area alone, there's primary schools, there's high schools, there's even schools only built fairly recently that were built without air conditioning, which just seems ridiculous.
How hot does it get in some of those classrooms?
Oh, well, I mean, you think about the outside temperature. We've had temperatures over the 40-degree mark, and you've got classrooms with little or no ventilation, which are just as hot, if not hotter, inside the classroom.
Look, I've just got a message from my sister who would be glad that I'm talking about this because she's a teacher. She's listening in at the moment. She says, children in my class today were talking about having a fundraising day to buy aircon in their classroom. She's teaching in the western suburbs of Sydney. She says, should they have to do this? They shouldn't have to do this. Even the kids are talking about fundraising to get aircon.
Absolutely. I mean, they're feeling it. They're the ones that are bearing the brunt. Us as parents feel for them, but they're the ones that are actually feeling it day in, day out.
So what are the parents there at Woodland Road Public School going to do to raise the money?
Well, we can only do what we can do. We're a very small school community. There's only so many funds that parents and their families can give over and over again for the causes of what schools these days need. So air conditioning is the latest thing. I mean, it's always been around, but it seems that the global warming and other things, it's becoming more and more of an issue. So we're going through the fundraising calendar. We do larger events through the years of fates and things where we actually look for community support from businesses that may be able to help out. All your raffles and stalls and those sorts of things. But when you're looking at such an enormous amount of money, it's a very big ask for such a small group of people.
Yeah, and look, I mentioned a school which is on the North Shore. I didn't name it the other day, and I won't just yet. I will when I speak to the Minister next week, which falls into the same category of one that you just mentioned, a brand new school where they've spent, well, I'm guessing, millions of dollars on building the thing, no air conditioning.
It's ludicrous, isn't it?
Well, look, I'd encourage as many parents and students and teachers to email me and call me and tell me about the situation that their school is in, because I'm going to take this up with the minister next week. I did try and raise it several times with the former Education Minister, Adrian Piccoli, but he knew he was on a hiding to nothing, so he ducked the conversation every single time. But I'd love to talk to Rob Stokes about it. I believe we'll be doing that next week. And Jen, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for voicing the issue.
Good on you. So there is Jen Spannenberg, and I know that the MacArthur Chronicle in Campbelltown has also taken up this case of Woodland Road Public School. If your school's in the same situation, call me 131873.